I'd like to reconvene the April 23rd, 2019 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is David Holland, Worcester Planting Ground application. Mr. Stagg, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. This is a Worcester Planting Ground application submitted by Mr. David Holland. His request was to lease approximately 10 acres of Worcester Planting Ground within Chisholm Creek, which is located in York County. The application is protested by a resident that lives along Chisholm Creek. This is a rather old application, and I'll explain some of the reasons why it's taken a while to get it to the commission. This is a topo map of the general area. This is Crab Neck. In the center there to the north is the thoroughfare and the York River off where the refinery is shown. Chisholm Creek is the creek to the south. The application is that small application. There's two applications there. We'll be hearing the other one right after this one, but this is the smaller of the two. That's the most easterly of the two applications. And it's right near the mouth of Chisholm Creek. Mr. Holland does live adjacent to the portions of the application. So we did receive this application back in August of 2015. It was subjected to our normal public interest review that was in place at the time. Mr. Holland did hire Bay Design Group, a private surveying firm, to do the survey in light of our current backlog. When they submitted the original plat, we reviewed it and found that, as surveyed by Bay Design Group, it contained a considerable amount of submerged aquatic vegetation within the lease area. It also had a pier within the lease, or a couple piers, and we questioned that as well. We do allow the applicant, if we will survey underneath the applicant's pier if they are the lease requester. So in negotiations back and forth with Bay Design Group, this was a drawing that they sent us, and then I amended it with some of the language in black there. So the application originally included that area to the east that says delete SAV. And this area, when we wrote back and said you've got to delete the SAV, Bay Design Group then proposed this area plus this area to the north, but this was not part of the actual original application. And between the time all this was happening and negotiations, we received that second application, which wrapped around the Holland application and did include this area. So we felt we could not encroach into that. Mr. Holland didn't ask for it originally. So we basically wrote back to Bay Design Group and said we believe this area would be appropriate, not this area that has SAV, and not the area that overlapped the application that came in after Mr. Holland. This shows the SAV area and the actual surveyed area that was the final area we agreed upon. Again, you can see the SAV coverage here. Mr. Holland's house is right in this area. And the SAV area going up into the creek. The application was protested by Mr. Scott Dayton, who I believe lives along Chisholm Creek. He objected to this and a couple of other applications at the same time. Once this modification, and he did quote SAV, but also other uses of the creek, navigation and potential hazards if cages were put on this lease. We don't believe it should create any hazard. The channel area, there's plenty of channel area to the west of this application, and it's relatively deep here. Of course, we have leases, you can see there already, that cross all the way across. If you approve this and Mr. Holland were to put cages on it and they cause any more than a minimal impact in navigation, we would require Mr. Holland to either remove or relocate them to another area of the lease. We corresponded back and forth with Mr. Dayton and provided him with this latest smaller version to see if that would allay some of his fears, but he continues to object for all the same reasons that I previously iterated. So the final surveyed area is 5.43 acres, and that's the area that we would recommend approving. So specifically, our recommendation, while we are aware of potential navigation concerns related to leasing of shellfish grounds in general, it does not appear leasing this area should impact navigation in the area. After careful review of the initial survey and after consultation with Bay Design Group, the revised lease area also avoids SAV beds, and therefore we recommend approval of the 5.43 acre lease area, and that's the final plat that would be approved if it's approved by the commission today.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Any questions by members of the commission? Dr. Neal?
Where's Buoy 2?
Where's Buoy 2?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where Buoy 2 is because
it's
I'm not sure.
It's near the mouth of that creek. And
well, we are not in the channel here.
Okay. And so
the channel runs.
Buoy 2 would be right in the middle. And
yes.
Then, but there's a duck blind off there in that area somewhere, which is a huge.
Right.
Is that the duck blind? No, that's the one at the point.
Right. There is a duck blind somewhere.
There's one a little further in, I think.
Yep.
Don't
think I have a photo that shows it.
I'm just saying it's just one of these summertime where everyone rafts up and they get out and they drink and have. I don't do that.
Terrible thing.
I drive by them kind of stuff.
There is considerable amount of boat traffic in and out Chisholm Creek. There's a number of marinas up Chisholm Creek. You can see one of them here. So there's a lot of boat traffic. There is an ongoing oyster aquaculture operation on this lease.
Yep.
They were out there actually working that lease the day we surveyed the second lease application you're going to hear today. We've had no complaints about that operation.
No. The other side is where the boats wrapped up, and that's
right.
In that area. Now, when you get past Buoy 2 off to the right is where they are.
It's very shallow here.
Yeah.
That's why you see SAV here and not somewhere else, because this is the really shallow areas, which is, I would assume, where the boats.
More up in that creek. There's another duck blind up in there. I know where that big duck blind. I go around that one.
Right.
When I go out, but there's one kind of in that area. I'm just trying to orient it kind of thing. I'm just wondering the conflict between the applicant and if he's got 50 boats anchored in on his lease, is that going to create some conflicts? And but if he's trying to lease this area, he should know about this already.
Right.
But we do have cages on the other side, and they seem to be fine because no one runs over that.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, please? Raise your right hand. Tell them I swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
David Holland.
Thank you, sir. If you move closer to the podium, we get you. Proceed, sir. Anything you'd like to tell the commission?
Well, I can address the duck blind question and buoy number two, because I live pretty much right there where the duck blind is. And if you look, I don't have a pointer, but
there you go. You do now.
All right. There. I won't push the button. Okay. Right here is...
It'll blow up if you do.
Right. That's the duck blind sandbar, and you're right. There are quite a few boats out there during the summertime on Saturdays and Sundays, whether those of us along the shoreline want them there or not. My application is actually pretty far away from where the largest point or grouping of the boats would be. As for buoy number two, your main channel marker is going to be out right around here. So my application is definitely well out of the channel line. And for the record, I'm not a commercial oysterman. I don't want to be a commercial oysterman. I just want to have some fun with some oysters and the family. And really, that's about it. There's not going to be a ton of oyster pots all over the place that anyone could complain about, and I really can't imagine why anyone would have an issue with it to begin with. So, that entire point of land there is my property, for what it's worth.
All right. Any questions? Mr. Ballard.
If you're just trying to have some fun with the family, I guess it has 5.43 acres is a very large amount of leased acreage to just grow a few oysters. And the Code of Virginia actually specifies, I believe, that the leased ground is to be used for the propagation of shellfish. And it seems to me like to just have a few, grow a few oysters and do some oyster gardening, that would be overkill, equivalent to having 50 acres of farmland to grow a few crop, a few pieces of corn for your family to eat.
Okay. Well, I understand your point, and I do intend to have oyster pots out there and move them around and try and figure out the best area for them. And I'm not an expert with it, but it's not just it's not just going to be a couple of bags hanging off a pier kind of thing. But it's not going to be a commercial operation where I'll have a boat out there and cranes working and anything that would disturb neighbors or upset anybody. I guess that might have been a better way of putting it.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Okay. Seeing, did you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just coming back up.
Come back to do your handwriting. Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Minor?
Move that we approve staff recommendations for the 5.43 acres of forest land.
Is there a second to the motion?
I guess I'd like more discussion.
Okay. Well, do you want a second?
No. Won't we just keep quiet until we see if we can second it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's Robert's Rules of Order. You caught me on that one. It's been a long time since I had that one, I believe. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second, Mr. Meyer.
Second by Mr. France. Discussion on the matter. Mr. Neal, or Dr. Neal.
You know, his orientation of me and his description alleviated my concerns, but I expect he raises the concerns of what we're actually leasing ground for from our, I guess, the other end of the table. I'm going to be really interested in what they have to say about the agricultural aspects of this. And the other question I would have would be, does this sound like a riparian lease kind of thing would be more applicable to what he's trying to do?
I can give you a little more background that I didn't give you, but since you've asked that question, now I will. So when we relayed to Bay Design Group that a big portion of this application was in SAV area, which is right up against the property of Mr. Holland, I believe, and Mr. Holland could confirm this or not, but there was a conversation between Bay Design and Mr. Holland about whether he might want to get a riparian lease instead, which we would allow on top of the SAV. Not that we really are thrilled about that, but and I think he might have contemplated that, but I think he wanted more than a half an acre, I believe, and this was the area that we moved him offshore because of the SAV, and this was kind of the area that was left. So again, Mr. Holland can address that if you'd like, but that was that. I know that did come up during this process. I wasn't involved with it so much because I think Bay Design Group was hired by Mr. Holland to do the work. So they were kind of negotiating for him with us related to the SAP and the options.
Do you have a closer view, a closer aerial view of that, what appears to be a neighborhood? Where the
right there where Mr. Holland lives?
Well, no, where I'm talking about. Well, yeah, in the area of where the oyster ground is. It looks like it's very densely populated.
It's a mixture of residential.
No. I'm not worried about up there. I'm worried about right adjacent to that piece of oyster ground.
So the day we went out to survey the next application, mm-hmm. Mr. Holland, and I believe it was his neighbor, came out on the pier. So his immediate next-door neighbor is here, I believe, and has not spoken against it. He didn't indicate he had any objections to this orientation at the time. If there's a third, there may be a third piece of property there, I'm not positive. You want Mr. Holland?
Yes, Mr. Holland, could you come up?
Sir. Okay.
Sir, just one question, not being familiar with the area. Is there a vacant lot in anywhere in close proximity to that piece of oyster ground?
A vacant lot. The point
that fronts the water, is there a vacant lot?
No, sir.
There's not one.
There's not. This is down a private gravel lane. It's about a quarter mile long. And this entire point of it right here is my property.
Okay.
And if we move over one more, there's a gentleman named Dameron, who is not present, but I know is in favor of this. And then I lost my pointer. There we go. The blue roof house, that's Mr. Mazzurli right there. And the only other one on the lane is going to be over here, which is Mr. Green.
Okay.
So it's then there is as far as vacant, there's 80 acres.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see. You know, I could look at there and it looks like it's 20 homes, but then again.
There are actually, I have a few buildings on my property, so I can see where it would look like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Ballard, do you have a question?
Another question for the applicant.
Yes,
did you hear the commentary about riparian lease? And why did you not consider that?
Well, one of the reasons was because of the grass, and just not wanting to disturb the grass and hoping to actually do something with this. As I understand it, with the riparian, I wouldn't have been able to go out quite as far. And this is very shallow water. When the tide's out, the tide is out. And I've got a 100-foot pier in front of my house, and at low tide, I've got a foot of water out there. So you'd have your traps just sitting there in the mud exposed. And so it seemed like this was probably a little better way of going about it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks. And I would add on a riparian, even if it has SAV, by law we have to lease it because it says, but we could preclude him from putting cages on it. That law still applies. He could use it traditionally, but just put oysters down on the bottom, walk around out there and pick them up, and not a lot we can say about that as far as SAV.
Well, considering going through what we went through at the aquaculture work group, where we are looking to ensure that extensive propagation would be used, and this is exactly the things that we addressed, I think I take your points very seriously, Mr. Ballard. We have a motion and a second. Motion made by Mr. Minor, seconded by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No.
No.
Three noes. Do you have, James, you get that? Motion? Three. It should be Lusk, Ballard, and the chair vote no. And the rest vote yes. Thank you. Next. Thank you, Mr. Tolland.